What's going on, guys? Welcome to this latest episode of River City 93, brought to you by Roughneck Stars, Icarus FC, and of course, For Culture. This is your host, as always, Elliot Barr, and joining me is the guy that could probably be the twin to Forrest Gump. It's Mr. Camp. How are you doing, man?
You did have to put that joke in. Okay, I see how it is. But Elliot, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me, man.
No, no problem, man. Look, I told you, it's a relaxed show. Like, you're going to have fun with this, man. First and foremost, do you mind just letting our listeners know, because some of our listeners might not know, those that weren't able to come into the stadium last year, what is your role with the Richmond Kickers, and you know, how did you come into that position?
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, my title is Chief Operating Officer. So, you know, what that means exactly is that I essentially run the business side of the operation. So obviously, all you guys know Darren, our head coach and chief sporting officer. So he handles everything player related. So I don't deal with anything like that. But as far as putting on the event, and you know, concessions, tickets, sponsorship, you know, I kind of oversee that whole side of the business. So previously, I came on here as within the organization as the VP of Sales and Operations, and I kind of transitioned to this role this past fall. And then previously, I was with the Flying Squirrels baseball team for about a little over 7 years, so doing tickets and hospitality. So, but I think, you know, in sports, we all do a little bit of everything. So, you know, I definitely don't like the you know, tie what we do to titles or anything like that. But yeah, we're, you know, overall, we're just excited to get going. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about the exciting news upcoming shortly. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to hold on to that. We're going to make the listeners, you know, wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But, Kev, I want to ask you, like, what was the moment that made soccer click for you? Like, what was the moment that, I guess, made you a soccer fan?
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I haven't been following as much as a lot of the, you know, Rob and all the guys here. But, you know, I've been following kind of the Premier League stuff, you know, for a while, like, you know, throughout college and growing up. It's always fun to kind of, you know, watch the game with your buddies, you know, on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, that sort of thing. And obviously, I mean, I've gone to, you know, a number of Kickers games over the years as well. You know, I'm a local guy. I'm from Richmond. So, you know, for me, it's always about, you know, having a fun night out with your friends, you know, maybe grabbing a beer or two and cheering on the local team. So, you know, and I think, you know, our opportunity here is really exciting to really grow this thing and really make, you know, put our imprint in the soccer community, you know, in Virginia and the nation and whatnot. So, I'm definitely, my fandom is growing day by day for sure.
Most definitely. I feel like most people kind of start off like that with, you know, they kind of just start off with the Premier League and kind of like, it goes in different paths.
Well, it's on TV and it's like, you know, like you wake up like Saturday morning, it's like, oh, this is on. So, and then kind of, you know, kind of comes a routine, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. So Camp, if you're ready, man, we can go ahead and dive into these listener questions.
Let's do it.
All right, man. So one of the questions that, you know, Kickers fans wants to know most is, what is Kickers Plus? It's a new thing that the Kickers brought in this year. And what efforts are being made to not only educate fans about it, but what are some of the benefits of being a Kickers Plus member?
Yeah, so I'll start like kind of this, you know, top level and go down from there. So at its essence, it's our new season subscription model. So a lot of folks are kind of going away in the industry from your season ticket package in the traditional sense where it's one ticket for every single game and you're locked into that no matter what. And so Kickers Plus is kind of our vehicle to allow essentially provide more value for folks, more flexibility for folks, and then offer some requested perks as well that we've heard from feedback over the last year or so that I've been here. So, you know, what it includes, it's essentially a $60 yearly subscription. And what that gets you is half off tickets, up to four tickets for any regular season match. So you're saving $9 a ticket with Kickers Plus. So, you know, you bring out a couple of your buddies for just two games and it essentially pays for itself. So that's kind of the value proposition up front. You know, hey, you're saving money. You're getting a sweet discount on tickets. But we wanted to roll more into it as well. We have a 15% off merchandise discount on our online shop. So anything that's on there, just a flat 15% off. Then we're also going to offer up the jersey customization for free. I know that's been requested from a few folks I've heard on that. So we're excited to offer up that, and then stay tuned for our jersey release. We're hoping to have that rolled out, you know, pretty shortly, obviously. So, and then also we want to kind of use it as a vehicle for kind of exclusive behind the scenes access. You know, it's something we haven't been, we weren't able to do as much of this past year with the COVID protocols. But we're aiming to do more and more kind of as things open up. So I think we actually got an interview, exclusive interview being recorded today or this afternoon. Patrick and Nathan are heading that up. So we're aiming to provide like a big kind of exclusive feature, behind the scenes look, get to know the guys a lot better, that sort of thing. And so that's kind of the package in itself. You know, that's what we're, you know, we're kind of running everything through this year. You know, it's going to be an evolving package. You know, we want to keep adding stuff to it as well, you know, through our sponsors. And again, my ultimate goal is to provide as much value as possible for everybody, for, you know, Red Army folks, you know, people that have been coming supporting us for years and years. And then this is also a great way for us to engage new folks that maybe, you know, can't come to all 14 games, but want to come out to 3 or 4 and get to know about the Kickers more. You know, this is a great vehicle for them to be involved in what we're doing as well. So we're hoping it provides something, you know, for everybody. And that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day.
Okay. So what it pretty much sounds like Kickers Plus is you buy into this membership, and then from there you can kind of pick and choose what games you want to go to. And it's not like you're locked in to be like, oh, I have to go to all 14 games. It's kind of like, all right, I can go to 3 here, 3 here, make it work. But on top of that, you get a lot of other bundles.
Exactly. So I think the flexibility is really key too, because I mean, the thing about Richmond is, especially as things open up more, like, I'm not naive to think that, you know, that we're the only thing in town. So, you know, if you got other things you want to do, I mean, Richmond's a great town. There's all sorts of stuff to do. So, you know, obviously we'd love to have everybody come out to every game and support us, but we know that's not realistic this day and age. So we're hoping that this is something that a ton of teams are doing. Some are, but I mean, you can still get all 14 tickets. We can set you up that way, you know, if you want. But for the fans, yeah, again, that just want to come to a couple and get some of those cool perks as well, you know, this is a package for them for sure.
Well, our next question is pretty much, as we've been mentioning this whole time, we did have a pandemic, and Richmond Kickers were kind of the only thing going on during the summer, which is weird to say. But a lot of supporters want to know what efforts are being made post-pandemic or going into the next season to support those who supported the team through ups and downs. You know, what efforts are being made in the Richmond Kickers front office to help supporters?
Yeah, no, 100%. And we're excited to kind of start rolling out some of these now. Like, it was just like, all right, what can we can and can't do right now? Like, what can we announce, you know, depending on the governor's mandates or, you know, COVID protocols, et cetera, et cetera. So we're definitely aiming to do more in-person events going forward as safety regulations allow. So I'll give you a sneak peek for a couple things we got planned. We're going to do for Kickers Plus members, we're going to have an in-person meet the team event at the stadium, similar to what we did last year for those that are in attendance in last fall. But again, a socially distanced outdoor event. We're aiming for April 21st right now, so you can mark it on your calendars if you're a Kickers Plus member. So right before the home opener for that. We're also aiming to, I think I've talked to you about this, Elliot and John Osborne from the Red Army board, about our happy hours that we're doing as well. So we're going to have at least a monthly Friday happy hour at City Stadium, essentially just kind of an outdoor socially distanced spot that we can, you know, invite people out, dog friendly event, craft beers, live music. We'll have some vendors out there, food trucks, and then also kind of utilize that as a Red Army recruiting ground as well. So offering up them a table and just pretty much just another event at the stadium that we can, you know, promote everything else we got going on. You know, for those who haven't been to City Stadium, I mean, it's such a great outdoor open spot, you know, no bottlenecks really. So it makes kind of the COVID planning part of it a lot easier, which is definitely good news. And then also we are planning to get back to some watch parties as well. So we're in talks with a lot of different local bars and restaurants about essentially a pub partner program. So I'm sure most soccer fans are familiar that a lot of teams do these sort of things. So depending on, we finally just got our schedule, as you know, on Monday. So we're able to kind of further these talks. But yeah, we're hoping to have a watch parties lined up for at least all our away games. Hopefully all of them, you know, depending again on protocols and what venues can and can't accommodate. But yeah, essentially just more programming throughout the year, more Kickers Plus exclusive events. You know, we want to do as much as possible. So we don't have everything officially lined up just because of how late the schedules come out and with the recent news, but definitely stay tuned. We definitely hear, you know, everyone's feedback on it. And are excited to see more of y'all and our fans and out in the community. So, again, stay tuned.
All right. So another thing that, you know, I'm a big component of is merch, because I feel like that's a big way how you get your club out there. As you can tell, I'm rocking the Kickers cap.
Yeah.
One question that came up was, many clubs are increasing their club brand awareness and for convenience of fans with storefronts. Are there any plans for the Kickers to go about this? You know, one of the main ways how to get Kickers merch is at the game. But is any plans of you guys like having a dedicated storefront somewhere throughout the year where kid fans can go to and buy merch that way?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously long term for us, like I would love to build a permanent like storefront at City Stadium, essentially something that you can stop by, you know, your 9 to 5 every day and you know, pick up any merch. And that's the goal. It's probably a year or two away from something like that, but definitely in the meantime. Yeah, I'm not sure how many people know. We put it on our socials a little bit, and I know it's always weird last year with the pandemic, but yeah, we have been selling Kickers merch at other retailers. We sold it at Beasties in Carytown. We're in talks with one of the other two places about carrying Kickers merch in other spots, and we're really going to start leveraging our other events at City Stadium. So Elliot, I'm sure you're aware, you know, we do the farmers markets there with our good friends at the Carytown Farmers Market every Sunday starting in May. So having a merchandise table there and at other events we're planning on, these happy hours, et cetera. So there are more in-person opportunities other than the games to pick up, you know, New Jersey or our new line that we should be, you know, it should be able to see pretty soon. So and then, you know, over this past winter and the fall, we have been obviously doing a lot of you know, pickups for online orders. So, you know, we have our office over here on Maylow Street in the Ucrops Bakery building. So we have offered that service as well for folks that want to try to get some stuff in right now. We can do, you know, socially distanced in-person pickups as well.
So we're talking all this stuff about merch. I got to ask, man, is there any new ideas for merch? You know, Richmond is known for its graphic designers. There's a lot of graphic designers in the Red Army. What are there some new ideas for merch coming in this upcoming year?
Yeah, so we're rolling out a new collection. So our Teresa Matthews is our new manager of merchandise and fan experience. So I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but we're planning to have two collections this year. So essentially a spring collection and a summer collection. So we should have that spring one rolling out pretty soon. On that. So some new items, some different stuff. So I hope people like those designs on that. And then we're also planning to kind of do some more Adidas themed merch as well. I know that's something we really haven't had in years past, other than the jerseys and maybe like a polo or two, but we are planning to kind of get more Adidas gear, Kickers branded Adidas gear. So we will have that available as well. But as far as like, you know, other, you know, designs and whatnot, we definitely want to do more, and we're open to a lot of things. Elliot, I know you and me actually talked about it the other week for Heritage Night. So we're, you know, now that we kind of know what things look like a little bit better with the schedule and everything, you know, we wanted to have some more fan inspired designs, you know, for, you know, if it's different theme nights or for different charity nights. I'm open for any and everything. And we want to, you know, definitely highlight local artists, because I think that's really cool. I mean, I'm a Richmond guy, and I think it's great, you know, anytime we can do stuff like that. So we're definitely all ears.
And if fans want to submit, you know, local art or any of the designs they have, who would they go to reach out to?
So honestly, it would be Teresa Matthews or myself. I mean, I think it's like we list all our phone numbers and our emails on our website. So check out underneath the club section. Again, I want to emphasize to everybody, I'm an open book. And if we can do something, we will do it. If we can't do it, I'll let you know. But, you know, we love any feedback, any and all feedback. And again, you know, I want to you know, don't be scared. You know, don't hesitate to reach out to me just because, you know, if it's my position or whatever. Like, we're more than willing to work with any and everybody on partnerships and different projects. So
I had to ask that question because I'm guaranteed it was going to pop up and I was going to be like, well, no, that's a question I could ask. So we kind of already touched on it about engaging fans with the watch parties and things like that. But besides having televised games, still on CBS 6, correct? I want to make sure I'm right on that.
Yeah, so yeah, all our games will still be broadcast on CBS 6.3. We will have a couple select games on 6.1. So we're still waiting to confirm those. And then, again, all the games will be on ESPN Plus as well.
Okay. Supporters want to know, is there any other ways the Kickers are planning on engaging fans outside of away games, outside of the traditional watch party, things like that?
Yeah, so again, it's kind of on the Kickers Plus side, kind of creating that exclusive behind-the-scenes digital content, you know, because we can do the digital stuff now. We want to get to more in-person stuff, as I mentioned, you know, as protocols allow. So, you know, again, a monthly kind of exclusive and just, you know, we always try to throw in tidbits and, you know, Nathan, our director of digital content, he's doing a great job kind of managing that. And, you know, the guys are in town now, they're training, there'll be a lot more content on that side of things. And we're excited to start rolling out some more, you know, engagement content. So I know it's been kind of, you know, a little bit slow, you know, protocols and getting the guys in town, but now that they're starting up in April, they're around and they're also, you know, they're awesome and willing to kind of do these cool pieces, you know, with us. And again, if you guys have any, you know, any fans have feedback or things they want to see, shoot me a note, you know, just let me know. And I'll definitely make sure it gets in the right person's hands. Cause, you know, at the end of the day, we want to produce content that you guys are going to, you know, enjoy and consume and engage with. So, I mean, that's what it's all about. So again, my line's open. So if there's anything you want to see, let me know.
So with the news that the governor just dropped probably this time yesterday, I know you're more excited about it and, you know, impacts your job more than impacts mine. How does that, you know, what direction does that push the Kickers into now with the governor saying that, correct me if I'm wrong, they're moving to a percentage base instead of just the normal, like, 1,000 fans?
Yeah, exactly. And it's definitely exciting news. It's something we've been waiting for a while. And as everybody knows, we were thankfully able to pull off an 8-game season last year at 1,000 people. And to be honest, it's just not a viable business model for us. It was a rough year in that sense, but you know, moving to this the 30% capacity to start definitely makes it better for us. So right now, City Stadium's capacity is at 8,000 people. So this will allow us to have 2,400 fans at games. So about 2.5 times more than last year. So and you know, with the COVID protocols we had in place last year, it's going to provide us a great framework for this year. Obviously, we need to make some tweaks and adjust, you know, more points of sale, more beer sales for the Red Army, so you know, accommodate those people. But you know, again, thankfully, like City Stadium is such a you know, open concourse design that it makes, you know, and we have a lot of different movable points of sale, you know, that we've been utilizing. So it makes the setup and eases any bottleneck concerns and minimizes contact, you know, very well. So we're extremely confident we'll scale up and provide a really safe outdoor environment, just like we did last year. And I definitely, you know, want to thank everybody last year that came out. And I think I was on Wes McElroy's, you know, show before this. And I think he asked me like what I learned most of last year, just from working through everything. And I think I was most, I don't know if I was surprised or just most thankful, but how like respectful and accommodating and courteous everybody was about following these protocols. Cause at the end of the day, like we need to follow these to, you know, not get shut down as a business. And, you know, I know it's, you know, wearing a mask at all times outside, you know, it might be, you know, not the most convenient thing in the world, but everyone's so understanding about it, you know, and I think that was really encouraging. And that's why I'm excited to kind of scale things up this year and see some more folks and check out the new stadium improvements. And then obviously check out the team, which is from what it sounds like so far, Darren's got the guys humming right now. So we're excited to you know, put on a show for you guys.
All right, most definitely. So Cam, I want to ask you this question, man. We're going to talk a little bit about the team. Is there any player, that new player that we brought in, that excites you the most, that you're like, yo, I really want fans to like watch him and focus on him?
So again, this is probably not the best question for me. Darren could definitely, or Darren, Patrick, Nathan, those guys can definitely, you know, ones to watch sort of things. But
like you said earlier, man, you got to know everything about the team.
I know. I'm getting better at it. I've come a long way, to be honest. But yeah, obviously, Emmy coming back is huge for us. You know, and league MVP, he's still going to be the focal point from what it sounds like. But you know, a new striker, El Tanque. Nathan's going to kill me for a pronunciation, but it's very exciting. Another Argentinian guy, striker, you know, that has a great, you know, track record of scoring goals. I think paired up with Emmy, I think that's going to be exciting to watch. But I think that, you know, there's a ton of new guys that are coming out with some pedigree. And, you know, considering we're a game away from the championship last year and adding this new talent, like, I think the sky's the limit for these guys. And new competition coming in too is going to be exciting with NCFC coming into the league as well. So, I'll let Darren answer to the rest of the technical questions, but it should be a good show regardless.
Oh, man. So one last question I just want to ask you. With City Stadium, we saw a lot of improvements. We saw, you know, the new concourse. It was flat. It was nice. We saw the new flashing lights. Everything going off after every goal. Kind of cool. What's the new improvements that you guys are looking to do to City Stadium this year and years going forward? I know bathrooms is the big one, but we want to know.
So last year was the big investment. And, you know, we had everything ready to go. And then, you know, COVID happened. So we're excited to kind of show off those new improvements for everybody that wasn't able to make it out. I can just list them off real quick. But we got new state-of-the-art lighting, Musco lighting, like state-of-the-art. For those that are out last year, it looks so much better at night than it did with those old stadium lights. So they're LEDs. We had the opportunity to do like light shows. It's a really cool experience. I think it really elevates everything. So new lights, the new concourse, as you mentioned, getting rid of all that dirt and mud that has been there for years, putting some new concrete and decomposed granite. It's really helped, elevate the concourse. And with that, we actually buried a bunch of power lines as well. So it really cleans up the sight lines, thankfully. But just to spell off the other ones, new stadium PA, so updated that. And we also have Wi-Fi at the stadium now. We got some fiber put in with their friends at Serra. So, and then new irrigation as well. It's something that maybe goes overlooked every once in a while. But I don't know if anybody's been able to walk by the stadium lately, but the grass is looking green. Drew Norris, our director of field ops, has done a great job. And the field looks great for this time of year, considering all the kind of nasty weather we kind of got over the last month. So, it should really look good, you know, come April 24th. So, but as far as kind of new improvements this year, they're not any major projects scheduled for right now. It's a lot of kind of maybe stuff that gets unnoticed, a lot of different paint touches. We're going to change up our hospitality setting a little bit. And we're actually getting rid of that north end deck by the scoreboard and opening up those sections behind those. So they're like about three sections that are blocked off last year. We're going to open those up so we can accommodate more fans. So kind of small touches, but again, we're hoping to continually invest in the stadium year over year. My goal is to always kind of have, you know, two or three big talking points for every year. And while the stadium might not be the biggest one this year, it's still, you know, I think the amount of people that haven't checked it out yet or got to experience a night game, you know, under the lights, it's going to be really cool for a lot of people coming out. So I'm definitely excited to show it off even more.
Man, we look forward to seeing that. I'm kind of wondering to see how the North Stand without the thing being there is going to look. Well, Cam, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to coming on our show, man. You know, it's amazing. It's great.
No, I'm happy to come on anytime. And again, you know, all my contact info is on our website. You know, we're open for business. We're willing to help out. We want to hear your feedback, and we want to get better each and every day. And I know we got a long way to go on a lot of different things. It's been a tough year, but again, we're back. We're excited to start playing games, and then we'll also have a ton of non-game day events at City Stadium. So we hope to see everybody at those as well.
All right, most definitely, man. Well, listeners, as always, you can listen to the show on River City 93 on any podcast platform and on YouTube at River City 93. As always, this is Elliot. Camp, You guys enjoy your day. We'll holler at you guys later.
All right. Thank you, sir.